Pleasant Plains is a small but prosperous town about 15 minutes northwest of Springfield. Its schools are all rated commendable, and their test results outshine state averages in every subject. And yet in March, the high school principal, Luke Brooks, asked Illinois lawmakers to stop requiring algebra. Here he is testifying before an education committee.
It's the number one failed course in my high school, most schools around. It's the number one failed course in community colleges.
He said sure, 90% of Pleasant Plains students would still opt for the traditional path of Algebra 1, Geometry, Algebra 2, Pre-Calculus. But what about that kid who just wanted to be a welder and got so frustrated he dropped out?
We scream college and we whisper career. And these kids who want to go into careers and have a skill set, we will give up financial literacy, statistics, construction math, and we basically, for lack of a better term, we just slide that away and say, you must know this, even though most statistics will tell you less than maybe 7% of the working world uses algebra. I just think it's a little disingenuous of a lot of adults to say, you know, this is what human intelligence is.
Representative Katie Stewart, a Democrat from Edwardsville, immediately asked to be listed as chief co-sponsor of his bill, which might seem surprising considering her resume. I met with her later to get her to spell out her credentials.
I have a degree in mathematics from Rutgers University, and then a master's in mathematics from SIU Edwardsville. I also have certification in mathematics education, which I got at Tulane University in New Orleans.
Stewart also taught math in grades 6 through 12. The Pleasant Plains principal's plea to create a path for non-mathy kids really resonated with her.
We need some other type of course. We need to offer our juniors and seniors more of these applied mathematics, the financial mathematics, or a real in-depth look into probability issues or anything like that, to give them an option as opposed to what we think of as like a traditional pre-calculus course. Because I love trigonometry, but I understand that we don't, your face is what most people.
You seem like such a nice lady.
Yeah. Well, trigonometry really puts the world together if you understand what's going on. But you can understand the world without understanding trigonometry.
In fact, at SIUE, Stewart helped create a course called Quantitative Reasoning to replace the traditional math requirement that stymied so many students. Still, she's unwilling to grant Brooks' wish to get rid of algebra altogether.
I can't see it being responsible and getting rid of any algebra requirement at all. I think it's important. So I'm not willing to just say 3 years of math and carte blanche.
She negotiated an amendment that keeps the Algebra 1 requirement, but allows geometry to be taught as a component of another course like carpentry. Representative Mike Murphy, a Republican from Springfield, filed both the original bill and the amendment. Married to a school teacher who retired after 31 years in the classroom, Murphy obviously has empathy for his constituent, Principal Brooks.
You know, the number one reason kids drop out of college is they can't pass math. 27% of the dropouts, I saw this report online the other day, 27% is because they fail, and math is the number one thing they fail.
But Murphy says he also wants to dig into the broader problem.
One of my plans to do this summer is I want to put together a little study group, task force, or whatever you want to call it, on why are we failing in math? What are we doing as a country? What are we doing as a state? I don't have that answer.
Meanwhile, the amended bill won unanimous approval in the House and is headed for a vote in the full Senate. I'm Dusty Rhodes.